Fat Freddy's Drop. Flashback is the track. It's 959 is Car Drive. We're on the streets, we're on the air, we're everywhere. Kicked off the second hour of the show, Shekinah. Suited. And you know, in the first hour of the show, I told you about the sort of weekend that I'd had. Eventful by my own standards. And so, let me tell you about something else that happened. So, on Saturday, we had like a split bride. It was like a birthday party. And we ended up hanging out at Anela's house until pretty late. Now, there's a saying, things happen gradually and then they happen suddenly. It's an adaptation from Ernest Hemingway. He wrote a book, I think it was The Sun Rises. And then in there, he had gradually, then suddenly. So Anela is telling us a story of this next door neighbor of hers. She doesn't know the guy, but she knows of the guy because whenever his wife shouts at him, she can hear it.
Wow.
Yeah.
They live that close or she shouts that loud?
It's a combination of both. He doesn't even live in her complex. It's what? A complex next door.
Haibo.
Yeah. But I guess maybe they share the same perimeter wall or something like that.
What?
So the story goes that U brothers, who's Afrikaans, we'll call him France. U France, last year November, went and paid for a lady's parking.
Sure.
He says it was a random lady. The problem is that France's wife then says, France, you've never paid for my parking ever.
Aish.
In the years we've been married. So the first weekend, she blew up about this. She was livid. This was November, and then it tells us. And now, every time France is in trouble, it doesn't end there. France's wife will bring it up. You're going out, you're paying for parking around town. You know? So I'm wondering, is there anything in your relationship that you've done that you thought was small, but gradually that thing led to, a big, big, big fight? When you started off, you're like, come on. I don't even know Tyrolene Franks. And I was like, why are you always picking her up with your Uber? Then it's like, now it's a problem. Has it ever happened to you, Zegman?
It's not anything I did. More what I said.
Yeah.
You know they say whatever you say will be used against you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So in one of my previous relationships, we were tight friends and I never wanted to date her. And I told her this. But then we started dating. Yo, sisters, from that point on, she always used that against me. And I wish I never told her. Because every time there was a fight, she'd be like, because I'm more committed to this relationship than you are. Because you said you never wanted to date me in the first place. See, the amount of times this thing came up, I was like, but forget what I said. Think about what I did. I then dated you, which I would think is stronger than my words.
Yeah.
Oh, no, never. Every time there was a fight, it's because I was less committed because I said I never wanted to date in the fact. You're dumb. Be careful what you say, man.
Can you leave?
No.
No situation?
No situation, but I remember a situation where I took offense with my partner.
Yeah.
Because he got hungry while he was at work and didn't tell me and told one of his girlfriends, not girlfriends, but a female friend.
Yeah.
And every time
the work wife.
Yeah, I was like, no, when you are hungry, you tell me, not anybody else, okay? So yeah, I brought it up all the time. Yeah, I didn't like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tyrolene?
Yeah, so I was having dinner with my person one night and I happened to see a familiar face.
Yeah.
So when we were about to leave, I walked up to this familiar face and I greeted, like, yo, I see you. And I may have hugged this person.
Yeah.
I didn't realize in the moment. I didn't think it would be an issue. I was just being polite.
What kind of hug, Tyrone? Church hug, on, sideways?
I don't.
Or full on?
I wasn't paying attention. I don't know.
You were lost in the moment, Tyrone. Is this what you're saying?
So anyway, it came up in a conversation a couple of hours later. I was wondering why I'm in the dog box all of a sudden. And he was just standing there awkwardly.
Yeah.
So upon conversation, I obviously realized, okay, I shouldn't have.
Sure.
No more hugs, guys.
Okay. Give us a shout. If you got a story to share, please hit us up. 086-000-00959. That one thing that you did, you thought it was a minor thing. It ended up being a big, big, big thing. 086-000-00959. Azisha.